The Holy See delegation has addressed the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva on the subject of Syria. Archbishop Silvano M. Tomasi expressed solidarity with the victims of violence and appeals for urgent humanitarian and medical assistance to relieve the sufferings of all those wounded and injured. He also called on regional and multilateral organizations to be involved in the crisis, stating that they are an important instrument in promoting peace and stability in the world, an instrument which is ever more valuable in times of crisis. And for that reason, he said, he welcomes the various initiatives in favor of peace through the path of dialogue and reconciliation. Sergio Centofanti spoke with Archbishop Tomasi about his intervention.
Rights Council of the United Nations is in session right now, and it's dealing with some hot topics: freedom of religion, sexual orientation, and in particular, yesterday, an urgent debate was opened on the political and humanitarian situation in Syria. Syria, in this moment, represents an expression of the so-called Arab springtime, but the springtime risks to become a very deadly winter. So the international community is concerned to find ways and means to prevent that the conflict may spread and destabilize the whole region, and on the other hand, to stop violence against civilians in particular and find ways to protect and help the victims of this conflict. For the Holy See, I repeated basically what the Holy Father has expressed regarding this country, namely that violence generates violence, and that we need to open the way of dialogue and reconciliation in order to build a future that is good for everybody. Then a recommendation was made to allow the UN humanitarian agencies and the world of voluntary assistance to have access to wounded and sick people and bring the help that they need. And finally, I made a point that the heritage of Syria, where minorities have been living together in a peaceful and constructive way, may not be forgotten or destroyed by the present conflicts. Instead, this should be reaffirmed that people of all convictions, of religious faiths, of different ethnic tradition should have the chance to participate in the running of the state as equal citizens, and at the same time to contribute to the future of this country in a responsible way. So the support of the international community is good, and it's a duty, but at the same time, the ultimate responsibility for the future of Syria rests with the Syrian people, and they have to really engage in dialogue and reconciliation in order to ensure a future of peace for themselves and their families.
And are you afraid for the Christian community?
The future of the Christian community in Syria is in a way tied in with whatever political development may take place. If a more fundamentalist government will take over, there is serious worry for Christian population of Christian convictions. But we hope that the awareness that this is a possibility might stimulate and encourage the international community and also the authorities in Syria to favor an eventual change that is inclusive of the rights and the participation of all citizens living in Syria, that they are, whatever their religious background may be. It's a big desire, it's a big wish, but it seems the only way for a peaceful future.